In our call to worship this morning, I wanted to draw your attention to a couple things that are in the bulletin that we wrote about. I didn't know it until the pastor made me aware of it, but today is actually known as Parents' Day. Wrote a little history back in the middle of your bulletin here. Just wanted to look at that real quick, and then we'll look at a verse of Scripture. It says, today is the 18th annual Parents' Day. Back in 1994, President Clinton passed a resolution in an endeavor to emphasize the need of both parents in the life of a child. He wanted a day that emphasized the need of having both parents involved in the life of a child. And so he came up with what was called Parents' Day. Notice that it says, after congressional approval, President Clinton signed the resolution, and here's what it called for: recognizing, uplifting, and supporting the role of parents in the rearing of children. It says, although this holiday has only existed for under 20 years, many American children take time to acknowledge and show appreciation for their parents, but also the day should also serve as a reminder to parents of our duty to train up a child in the way he should go. And if you'll turn to the front of your bulletin, that's the verse that we have this week. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 is a well-known verse, one that's often quoted, said, rehearsed in the minds of parents. It's been a verse that ever since I've been here in the ministry, it's been one that's always been emphasized. But it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The concern of today is really to call and remind us as parents that we have an influence in the lives of our children. We'll be talking a little bit more about that in the message this morning. But whether we intend to or not, whether we have that influence on purpose or if we're trying not to have an influence, either way, we will have one, whether a negative or a positive one. Here, this passage is so true that when we train a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he's going to continue in that way, whether it's a good way that we've trained them in or a bad way that we've trained them in. You know, I thought, sadly, about several examples in Scripture where parents actually influence their children perhaps in a wrong direction. I think about Abraham, where two times he lied about Sarah being his sister, not his wife. And then what happened with Isaac, his son, with Rebekah? He did the same thing. He lied about Rebekah being his wife and said, well, she's my sister. Or you think about Rebekah, who taught trickery and deceit to Jacob, you know, when he was going to get the blessing. And she pretty much helped Jacob deceive the father. And then Jacob, through his life, continued to show that pattern of deceit several times. So the influence that these parents had. I also thought about Hannah, who prayed for a child to come from the Lord, and her desire was to give this child to the Lord. And every year she went back to the tabernacle and she gave him a new coat and kind of checked on him or whatever it was. Well, she had an influence in the child's life that this child is going to be dedicated to the Lord. He's going to be served and used of for the Lord. So the point here is that the training of a child, the influence that you have in the life of your child is so crucial. You know, it should be our desire as parents to influence them in the right path. You know, you think about this verse here, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're going to believe in Jesus Christ, does it? It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll believe in Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that. But it says if we train them in the right ways, they will continue in the right ways. And the probability, if you want to call it that, of them coming to know Christ, of them coming to understand and know the truth for themselves as they get older, is a lot higher. So our responsibility here as parents today on Parents' Day is to think about the influence we have in our children, the responsibility and yet the privilege we have to train them, to teach them the right precepts. You know, unsaved people can even teach their children the way to do things that are right, that are commonsensical, that are logical, or that are moral in the world's eyes. But we as Christian parents, we want to take that a step farther, don't we? We want to teach them the things from God's Word that are right, that are true, and train them in the Holy Scriptures, as we're going to see in our message this morning. So may we constantly remember our influence that we have in our children and train them in the right way.